the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I tell you, chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you,
Petula Clark followed up her U.S. debut single, Downtown, with I Know a Place in 1965. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. Cowboy singer, songwriter, actor, and professional baseball team owner Gene Autry was born near Tioga, Texas, on September 29, 1907. This classic cowboy song from one of his own movies also appeared in the movie Sleepless in Seattle.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again, whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again, whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
That's Gene Autry, Back in the Saddle Again. I recently discovered an interesting compilation disc consisting of classical music pieces that were performed as swing by various big bands such as Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, and this group, which I had never heard before. Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol recorded this track in 1939, and it became the title of the compilation. This is Beethoven Wrote It, but it swings.
Old masters never had much talent for swing, but there was one who might have been the red-hot rhythm king. If this sounds new to you, it's opus number 2. Beethoven wrote it, but it swings, oh maestro. He wrote sonatas sweet, but if you give him heat, you hear a lot of funny things. His noble fifth sounds better if you give it just that certain something symphonies can never bring. Beethoven wasn't tame, he might have done the same. It's music anyway it's played. So we know Beethoven wrote a minuet, and you can hear them play it, yeah, like this. But you can't dance that funny thing. Today you've got to give it swing like this. And when he got hotter, he wrote a sonata to send to a nobleman's daughter. Like this. But this girl liked to cut the rug. She thought Beethoven just a lug. So then Beethoven took a stance, and he wrote what Wagner called a dance, like this. Now, friends, that is a beautiful movement. What it needs is modern improvement. His noble fifth sounds better if you give it just that certain something symphonies can never bring. Beethoven wasn't tame, he might have done the same. It's music anyway it's played. Beethoven wrote it, but it swings.
Shalimar, Swanee Shore, let me take that jive once more. Boys,
take it right on down to the gate.
Oh, boys,
gotta take a side elevator.
Can't you hear those heavy cats call? Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
Jib, jab, jump, it's a jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Jib, jab, jump, it's a solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that Icaroo. Get hep, come on and follow do. When you get your steady foo, you make the jump jump like the gators do.
Jump 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 is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The
The Jim Jam Jumping Jive makes you hip hip on the mellow side. The Jim Jam Jumping Jive makes you hip hip on the mellow side. Skiddle boo, skiddle diddle 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 diddle, going, 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 da da. Now I told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam Jump, the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive, cause you dig it on the mellow side.
Singer Joe Jackson had several hits in the 1980s. In 1981, he released an album of classic swing and boogie music from the 1940s. From that album, we just heard his take on the Cab Calloway song, Jumpin' Jive. Before that, Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol did Beethoven Wrote It, But It Swings, a music box find from 1939. Last week on The Juke in the Back, Matt the Cat did a feature on the jazz style known as vocalese. Basically, that's when a vocalist puts words to an instrumental piece and attempts to emulate the sound of specific instruments with their voice. One example of vocalese that he played was written and sung by jazz singer Annie Ross. That song would later be recorded by Bette Midler. But my first encounter with Twisted came from Joni Mitchell.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted, crazy, oop-shooby, here flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
That was Martin Denny with a true classic from 1959, Quiet Village. We also heard Twisted by Joni Mitchell from her 1974 album Court and Spark. And yes, you did indeed hear Cheech and Chong in the middle of that recording. I'm Mike Duke. This is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. Singer Marilyn McCoo was born on September 30, 1943, in Jersey City, New Jersey. She had a successful solo career and was also a television host. But people first met her as a member of the Fifth Dimension, who had their first hit in 1967 with Go Where You Wanna Go. John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas wrote Go Where You Wanna Go, the song that launched the career of the Fifth Dimension in 1967. More songs, stories, and birthdays are ahead in the second hour of the Music Box. The first hour concludes with Allie Thompson from 1980. This is Take a Little Rhythm.